Welcome to Awakening Matters with your host, Cynthia Sloan. I am so honored to be here with you in this very sacred moment. Why is it sacred? Because we are here together. Whether we are here in spirit, in body, in form, we are walking languages. And what I mean by that is awakening matters not only to the mental body or the emotional body, but also for the human body. The language of the human body is one of the things that I'll be communicating about tonight. But awakening matters covers everything from healing to life in different dimensions, in different timelines, past lives, future lives. It involves everything that is grounded to the earth, including the consciousness of Mother Earth and everything between that and Father Sky, if you will. And everything that exists does so through language, through communication. There is not any presence on the earth plane, inside the earth plane, and most certainly in the body of form, yours, animals, nature, etc., that can exist without communicating with itself and each other. And I mean that by saying, as an example, I do healings, and I see in my work every day the opportunity to communicate with cellular patterns of the body, and I see visually and hear audibly the repairs and the healing itself through the language of the body with itself. And when I look at that language, I see a language of love. I don't see a language of separation. That's usually where disease and disconnect and a breakdown in communication occurs in the form of there needs to be a bridge. There needs to be a bridge. In fact, I have even seen, let alone in my own body, but in the bodies of many clients, I have even been shown that when the cellular body is collapsing for whatever reason, that it has to love itself enough to create a bridge. So it can bypass sometimes the collapsing structure and create a new vessel that gets oxygen and blood to where it's needed in the body. And all of that is happening through communication and the communication of love, the connection, the connectivity of literal understanding. And so I find that we are pure vibration, but so is everything that exists. Everything that exists. And so often what we see externally can cause us to forget that internally, where there's bone, blood, tissue, muscle, where there's oxygen, where there is communication, that we also have inner power to affect our external view. And what do I mean by that? I mean, if you're not feeling well, if you feel sick externally, you have a runny nose, you have a cold or what have you, you can go internal to your immune system and have a conversation. But it's not a conversation of lack. It's not a conversation of falsehood. It's a conversation of, how shall I say, wholeness. So you're coming from a perspective of, I know, and take, if you try it out, but take my word for it, if you need that in order to try it out. When you're not feeling good, to remember that if you go in knowing that your body is not only rooting for you, but with you, together, you are creating every breath you take internally. And there's empowerment in that. There is empowerment in the ability to go within and communicate within to the immune system, to the adrenal system, to any aspect of the body that needs to hear from you. And what part does it need to hear from you? It needs to hear from you, I hear your message, body. I hear the area of pain that you're talking to me from. I hear the area of illness that you're talking to me from. I hear the area of fear that you're talking to me from. And I call forth, and I'm going to use the word allow, but you can use any word you choose. I allow, I call forth, I focus on, I bring in, I call forth my comfortability in sending this area of my body first a message of gratitude. Yes, I did just say gratitude in regards to not feeling well. There are so many scenarios. And what I mean by that is somebody could be pushing themselves. Okay, I'm going to just briefly discuss why you would have gratitude towards a cold. As an example, somebody could be pushing themselves at work with people, pushing themselves at home, just trying to keep up their normal routine when really every step they take, they are communicating with their bodies and saying, I'm tired. I'm so tired. I'm so tired. I wish I could rest. I'm so tired. All of a sudden, the body goes, okay. You're going to get sicker, or your cold's going to increase. All of a sudden, it goes from I'm tired to I need to go to bed. And so all of a sudden, your body, in an unconscious or conscious way, has partnered with you in creating a bridge of communication so that you will take the time needed to what? Unconditionally love yourself back to wholeness, which means allowing yourself to get the rest, to communicate with your body, and to start with gratitude. I hear the message. Same thing with pain. Wow, that's really painful. Okay, the body is communicating with me. Something is seriously wrong here. Thank you, body. I don't need that communication anymore. I hear it loud and clear, and I also understand that the level and volume of pain that you're sending me is so that my attention goes there and I do something about it, that I don't keep ignoring it. So thank you, body. I don't need that level of pain anymore. I'm going to address it immediately. So gratitude in your own words. If it resonates, if it doesn't, throw it out, make it your own. But gratitude to even the pain in the body or the discomfort is about the conversation and the language and the dialogue of returning to a place of health, well-being, to a place of wholeness, to a place of physical empowerment, of even immune response increase. I have clients who are told something in the doctor's office, and most certainly I believe that it's true when they're in there and it's being shared with them. But then they apply their own, in addition to receiving help in any form that they choose, they apply their own language, their own truth, because usually sickness or illness is a way for the body to say, you're not communicating with me, you're not even here. It's not across the board as a message, but more often than not, it's what I find is the person is able to be there for themselves or to drop the burdens and focus on themselves. And that means moving from a place of judgment, disconnection, a place of fear, a place of anger, and back into a place of self-love. And I mean self-love, and I mean the energy, the vibration, and the frequency of love has a language all its own. It so far surpasses our human love language. It surpasses that. When you think about it, if you're sitting here or standing here, you are a magnificent source of different forms of blood, bone, muscle, tissue, oxygen, etc. And that's all this divine orchestration of love, loving itself. You are literally walking around as a divine orchestra, walking around with all these parts communicating with each other 24 hours a day through love. And again, a frequency and a vibration of love so much higher and farther. And when I say farther, I mean not just limited to, I love you, body, thanks, but that, wait a second, as I look upon Mother Nature and I take in her beauty and her vastness and her grandness, and it takes my breath away and I'm in awe, may I look upon myself that way, and may I know that within me, that there is that magnificence that I see mirrored outside of me and that it dwells inside of me. And let me be a part of that dialogue and conversation. And you most certainly are at all times, even if your mind requires you to be somewhere else most of the time, because even that sends a message to the body. So my point being, whether you are communicating with your body or not, you are either creating peace, equaling the frequency and the vibration of love, meaning all parts are working on behalf of each other and supporting each other for the highest and greatest outcome for all parts included. And then you have the potential to expand beyond that and experience other parts of your life and your world mirror that back to you. But you can't bypass yourself. You can, but you experience gaps in your life, huge gaps in your life where, well, there could be memory gaps, all kinds of gaps. But if you exclude doing or even including yourself in your life, you'll exclude, you can't bypass it though. So you'll exclude the experiences that you could have maybe earlier in your life, create a gap, and then be brought back full circle to it in a relationship or in a work relationship or in any type of format. Because the energy and the frequency and the vibration of clarity, let's say the universe doesn't, let's just say for an example, that the universe does not create based on love or fear. It does create based on light. It does create based on, I'm going to say the longevity of that creation is based on light. I know that there's dark in order for there to be light. If your voice is not included in your choice as a pure vibration in a universe that is vibrating in movement at all times, then you're not going to experience what your soul necessarily signed up for in the time frame that it chose. And that has to do with free will, et cetera. And so everything that is happening internally within your body, most of it, when we feel good, don't we? Actually, as humans, we take for granted. Our alarms go off, we get out of bed, and we go. And we take for granted that everything internally not only has been communicating, but will communicate, and there's a language that understands itself, and it's just going to move me through my day and do what I want. I'm saying all this to you because the body heals itself and repairs itself through a language of light and love. It does not repair or heal itself through a language of fear and hate. And so I say that to you because your body is an instrument. It is the highest form of instrument in your life that will speak to you about fear. How? Because you'll be uncomfortable, you'll have pain, parts will start not working correctly, etc. The body absolutely experiences the passage of time, and many could argue that it's just the passage of time that creates discomfort. And I would say to you, most certainly that can be the case, but it can also be the case that the language that's going on internally within you is to increase your life force. I don't know how many clients I have that are absolutely past their prime and they are thriving physically because they are doing, their chosen work, and their work involves being a bridge for themselves and each other. And that is work, so to speak, or that is a connection. So when I'm talking about the inner body, I'm talking about the connectivity of the nerve endings, the cells, the communication constantly from even bone to muscle, et cetera. There are, if you could visualize it, it's so beautiful. There are messengers within the body sending messages 24/7 within the body to keep it going. And so when that happens and we mirror that externally, a connectivity of helping, of loving, and of creating bridges, we then are feeding and fueling goodness for all. Feeding and fueling goodness for all. For all. And so I say that because I have been participating, actually created, and have been participating in what I call a frequency choir, if you will, a vibrational frequency choir. And what does that mean? It means myself and others gather and we set an intention. It can be for somebody who needs help in the group. It can be for a bigger reason. And then we just hold the vibration and the frequency that comes up organically through us. It's almost like taking a microphone, if you will, and connecting it to the external part of your body and allowing the sound and the vibration that's going on internally to come out. And in alignment with the chosen statement of that moment. And then another sound will come forth, and it's not about singing. It's not even about being on key. It's about the ability to set an intention and utilize the power within our bodies that are already communicating as a collective oneness on behalf and the betterment of the body itself, but to gather together and the body to allow the sound to come out organically, and it most certainly is organic, is so powerful. So powerful. Because when you work with it, you're working with it as an inside job versus trying to affect your life externally, pushing against it. You can do that, certainly in tandem. But then you want to go within and allow yourself to experience, wait a second, there's something to what she was saying, because after all, I've healed from a cold, I've healed from this, I've healed from that. And so if there's healing that I want to see in my life, then maybe I tune into that place of healing within me and focus it through me and onto any area of your life that you choose. And all of a sudden, there is continuity, there is clarity, there is communication and a bridge where there was none, where there was none. And so I say to you that if you feel like what you are doing externally is not offering you the chosen outcome, go internal. It's an inside job. Why do I say that? Because the sound and the heartbeat of Mother Earth in alignment to the universal pattern of all life has tremendous sound. It has a tremendous vibration that creates a sound. And most human ears cannot hear it. It does not matter if the ears can hear it. What matters is that it is present. And that presence is the stabilization of all that is in its most divine clarity. And so I say to you that even if you're doing this by yourself and you want to kind of move into a sense of setting an intention, let's say, for your relationship, and you're at home alone and you're like, you know, my relationship could be so better, much better, but I don't have the right words. This is an example, and I don't have the right timing, and I usually say the wrong thing, etc. So then go within. Why bypass the inside tapestry where you're connected to all that is? Why bypass that? Why only pay attention to the inside tapestry of who you are when it is in dire need? Why not empower yourself by going within and saying, that means closing your mouth, closing your eyes, and communicating within, and saying, as an example, I'm setting an intention that when I want to be heard or want to be seen by my relationship or want to communicate in a language that creates a bridge for my relationship, that that will happen, that I trust that that will come forth. And then start humming. Call forth a sound or call forth. It's kind of like a vibrational exclamation point on your intention. And as you are humming it or creating sound, whatever that sound comes forth, it expands beyond you and to your focused intention. And then all of a sudden, I've had feedback like this where people go, you know, I set an intention regarding a relationship and we didn't fight for like a month. In fact, I forgot that I even set the intention because there was no need to go back to it. So my point to you is inner voice is your inner voice is literally heard by everything that exists. And so going within and using it to create an inside intention creates a bridge to the outcome that you desire with a power and an energy and a frequency and a vibration that far surpasses limitation of any kind, physical, mental, emotional, whatever it is that you desire to create. Use your voice and the language that you have, but go within. Don't beat yourself up and create disconnection. Go within and join the language that's already happening, which is a language of a very high vibrational frequency, so intelligent that it is able to hold different structures at different pulse rates in different forms within you, and communicate at one time to create the outcome, to create the magnificence that a human body is. So you are a walking, living, breathing divine orchestra, that whether or not you are conducting it or you are simply partnering with it, there is power there to be had when you join it, when you join it and you go within. And you might not feel it, but your world will reflect it. Your personal world will reflect it. Your relationships, your work, your backyard, your nature, whatever it is, will reflect it. Because you are first pure vibration. You are first pure vibration. When you are in embryo, you are vibration communicating with itself. You are being created as pure vibration communicating with itself. And so I say to you, bypassing that, when all hope is lost, do not bypass the fact that your inner makings have a greater power than your outer effects, attempts, desires. And if you feel like, oh, it's not working, go within, gather with others, set an intention, and allow yourself to experience who you truly are. Allow yourself to experience that you are pure vibration. Choose the vibration you want, and your world will match it. Choose the vibration you want, and your world will match it. And so I say this to you because right now I'm getting a lot of calls about people who are falling ill, and it's for many different reasons. And I would say right now that there's a calibration going on within the human body, and it's being called upon now more than ever to join that intention and set your intention for the outcome. And so how you choose to look at any situation in your life will either align you to that situation and drain you, or it'll align you to a higher vibrational frequency of your focused intent. And instead of draining you, that focused intent will sustain you. And so I'm not saying in your life, if you're having relationship problems, as an example, to ignore it and it'll go away, or just think of flowers and be happy. No, I'm actually saying quite the opposite. I'm saying within you is an engine. Within you is an engine that is more powerful than any sports car. And yes, I'm serious. It is an engine that is able to not only create, but to vibrate new life, to vibrate a frequency that is so powerful that I could not be talking about it unless I experience it every day, and indeed I do. And there are others who do as well. And so if you are in a human body, you are able to tune in to experience who you truly are. And so you are and if an engine of a sports car doesn't resonate with you, then make it an engine of whatever does resonate with you, but an engine that is powerful, that is powerful. And so not only set the intention, focus on the outcome, and then be mindful. Is it draining or sustaining you? Is it empowering you, or is it making you feel small? What you focus on, you give life to. And I understand that when you're sick and you don't feel well, you have to focus on what your body needs, tea, liquids, vitamins, so you can focus on on that, but I'm also inviting you to focus on the outcome of choice at the same time, which will only quicken the healing. It'll only quicken the healing. And so who are you? Yes, you are many things to many people. You come from a family and a lineage. You are all of that. I'm talking about who are you getting in touch with. You are a universal being with an engine and a sound equaling an orchestra that is heard in other dimensions and planets. That's who you are. That's who your cells believe you are. That's what your gut lining, that's what your esophagus, as well as your lungs, et cetera, that's what they believe they are. Because I can tell you right now, there is no way that a magnificent body is able to be created with a belief that it doesn't have what it takes, or it doesn't even apply here, but I'm trying. That a human body is never created from lack. I'm talking about cellular consciousness. It doesn't create itself from lack. It creates itself from magnificence, from a power and a clarity of knowing that surpasses the false belief that it's not possible. So if you have false beliefs in your life that it's not possible, change them. It is possible. Why? Because you exist. It is possible. You are living, breathing, sound, vibration, proof that it is possible. And what am I saying? That your false belief keeps you limited, and to know that it is possible, don't take my word for it, is to actually fall back into love with yourself, or seriously be in absolute awe of your the fact that you are in a human form. I mean, in awe of it. Take the time to be like, whoa, wait a second. I can see, hear, and smell. I can feel the temperature of something on my arm, but a different temperature of something on my leg, tandem at the same time. I mean, the intelligence of the working body. I mean, it's right in front of our faces, literally. Meaning, what we desire and seek to know and to validate is who we are. We already are that. And so to focus on yourself, I am the light that I seek. I am the love that I seek. I am the healing that I seek. I am the joy that I seek. I am the bridge that I seek. I am the belief that I seek. I am the power that I seek and I know. And what I love about going within, that it's an inside job, is that all the voices of the people in your life, people in your past, people in your present, who judge you, define you, throw you away, you know, tell you you don't matter, create communities upon communities, if that's what's happening to you, of people who just turn away from you. When you go within, you hear the voice, the only voice that matters. The only voice that matters is the hum and the power of the orchestra that dwells within you, that's loving you all the way through. That voice, that presence within you, that heals a cut, that heals a brain tumor, that heals and regrows whatever you need it to on your body, that voice, that presence, that vibration, that frequency, that love, that knowing, that truth, that power dwells within you from a place of awareness. It is awake. Because the only way that it can survive and thrive is being awake. And awake in what connects, not in what disconnects. I've seen it and I've experienced it. And so I'm here to tell you, as a representation, one of many I know, you are capable of creating change in your life and in your world in a way that far surpasses all the doubts, all the other voices, all the other opinions, all of it. All of it. And I'm going to do it. I'm going to throw in the nature card. And I'm laughing because I can just see all the eyes rolling like, oh, she's going to talk about nature. No, I'm going to throw in the nature card here. Because whether it's a tree, a leaf, a stone, one drop of water that becomes the ocean, that is also where the same energy, frequency, and vibration exists in love and power and knowing and clarity and does not ask for permission to fuel life, to give life, to represent life in the most beautiful way. It is not only present, but when you look around, it is a reminder. There is a reason that nature is so healing. There is a reason that nature exists. There is a reason for not only Mother Nature, but the relationship between the sky and Mother Nature, and I'll talk about that because that I could talk about forever. But nature's presence, the reason that many of us feel calmer in nature, feel peaceful in nature, feel healed in nature, feel our loved ones talk to us when we're in nature, feel connectivity in nature, is because nature still, after all that has been done to nature, nature still resides within a frequency and a vibration of love. How do I know? Because it cannot grow, repair itself, restore itself, renew itself, and come to be and return to itself if it was not a vibration of connectivity, a bridge of love, higher frequency of light. It does not repair, restore, and renew itself from fear or from hate. It does so from the clarity of love and light. The frequency and the languages, by the way, that are going on within Mother Earth's body of work, fueling and feeding as much as possible now her landmass, the landmass. And so there are, whether it's a plant in your home or a garden in your yard or your house backs up to a forest or you live in front of the ocean, there are signs everywhere pointing back to the forest saying, I live inside the body of work of humanity. There is an aspect of the blueprint of the forest within humanity. There is an aspect of the blueprint of the ocean within humanity, Mother Earth within humanity. So there are messengers and mirrors and incredible sound vibrations to be heard. And if you can't hear them, coming from Mother Nature, you can start to feel them by connecting to yourself and feel the, you start, I have to tell you, when you start feeling and experiencing the fact that you are, that you exist and you're a language far beyond just your personal life, that you're a universal being, all the smallness in your personal life that's been maybe work, relationships, et cetera, it gets transmuted. It gets transmuted. Why? Why does it get transmuted? Because all of a sudden, you start experiencing that you exist as big as the sky. You start experiencing that you exist as big as the ocean. You exist as big as all the forests in the world. All of a sudden, the smallness in your life no longer confines you or binds you. You are moving into a place of freedom. And when you do that, you have the energy and the source and the connectivity and the knowing and the self-permission to spread and share that light, that knowing in the biggest and grandest version of who you are throughout the universe, through every single human being that exists. An awakening of light and peace and well-being, not only for you and the people in your life, but spreading beyond that. You become, you literally become a walking, living, breathing instrument as part of your own orchestra in your own life. You become that. It's a knowing and you feel it. And then you hear it. And then you feel connected in a way that literally transforms the world around you. Literally. And so I say to you, my show is Awakening Matters, and anything that will remind you that you are already in a state of divine love, that you can take that to a whole other place. That whether it's sound, toning, vibration, intention, gathering with others, individually, collectively, choosing to create a bridge, that the universe may have a greater impact on your life with the clarity of your statement of choice. Maybe it's clarity you're seeking. Maybe you are the clarity that you're seeking. Possibly your voice and your choice, whether you are using spoken words or whether you are talking out loud internally, where all voices are heard. You are what you've been waiting for. And so I say that to you, and I thank you for joining me tonight with Awakening Matters, and I invite you to come back in 2 weeks. And until then, I hope that for you, wherever you are in your walk and journey of life, that you are able to bring forth a sense of peace as well as a sense of empowerment for you. Thank you.